From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won praise for President Donald Trump from a leading Democrat, not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move and a major accomplishment. For its part, North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war and something tantamount to a complete economic blockade. The U.N. Security Council unanimously agreed Friday on a U.S. resolution to impose another round of sanctions on North Korea, targeting sectors that fuel its illicit weapons programs. Nikki Haley is U.S. Ambassador to the U.N.
For the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response. This resolution ratchets up the pressure on North Korea even further, building on our last resolution, which included the strongest sanctions ever imposed on them.
Sunday statement from North Korea said that the countries that support the sanctions would pay a heavy price. Peru's president, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, announced on Sunday night that Alberto Fujimori, the former president who was serving a 25-year prison sentence for corruption and rights abuses, has been pardoned on humanitarian grounds. Now 79, Fujimori filed a request for a pardon more than a year ago, citing his deteriorating health. In his Christmas Eve remarks on Sunday, Pope Francis likened the journey of Mary and Joseph to the migrants of today, forced to leave their homelands for a better life. The Pope noted that Mary and Joseph arrived in a room where there was no room for them. From Washington, this is VOA News. Christmas celebrations are underway in Bethlehem, but as Robert Berger reports from the Palestinian-ruled town, tensions with Israel and the United States have put a damper on this year's festivities.
Bethlehem Mayor Anton Salmon told VOA that Trump took the joy out of Christmas.
Trump, with his announcement, he became part of the conflict and not an honest mediator between the Palestinian and Israeli peace process.
Trump's decision has sparked violent Palestinian protests in Bethlehem and other parts of the West Bank, and that scared many pilgrims away. Security is tight, turnout is sparse, but pilgrims who made the Christmas journey to the Grotto of the Nativity were glad they came. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
In a late-breaking development, on Sunday evening, Guatemalan President Jimmy Morales said that he, too, has given instructions to move his country's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Venezuela's leftist government released the first of 80 prisoners promised to be freed on Sunday in a rare goodwill gesture to the opposition. President Nicolas Maduro's government announced on Saturday that it would release 80 people who were detained after participating in anti-government demonstrations. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says he has received enough signatures to qualify to participate in the upcoming presidential election and challenge incumbent leader Vladimir Putin. He said that despite all the differences in resources, we can oppose the current government successfully. The election will be held in March of 2018, and Vladimir Putin is widely predicted to win. Rescuers continue to search for survivors of a storm that ravaged the Philippines this week as the death toll neared 200. Rescue missions were slowed as rains continued and bridges and roads were destroyed or blocked by landslides that followed Tropical Storm Tembin. Disaster officials said over 70,000 people had been forced from their homes in the southern Philippines following the storm. Officials say many residents did not heed warnings to evacuate and were later surprised. Turkey has dismissed more than 2,700 public sector employees on Sunday, the latest firings in a wide-scale crackdown since a failed military coup in July of 2016. A wide range of people, including academics, soldiers, and military personnel, were dismissed, accused of links to what Ankara labeled as terrorist groups. In a separate emergency decree on Sunday, the country's Defense Procurement Agency is ordered to report to the president, and 17 Turkish institutions will be shut.
That's the latest world news from VOA.